Hello, my name is Nigel. The title of my living book is Indoor Playgrounds Have It In For Me. My story starts when I was 8 years old. I loved jungle gyms because they were like little adventures in a bottle. And this story takes place at Crash Crawley's Indoor Adventure Park. It was essentially the best place ever when you were 8. I was having a ball playing hide and seek and obstacle course with my cousin Jacob when my grandma called everyone in to go home. My grandma, cousin Jacob, my sister, Jacob's mom, and I were just about to leave when my grandma made everyone go to the bathroom. When I was in the bathroom, I walked past a stall and pow! My cousin Jacob opened his stall at the same time I was walking by and hit me with it. Boy, did it hurt. It felt like being stung by a big bee and drippy, so I was bleeding. When I came running out, my grandma made me close my eyes so she could go into the women's bathroom to clean the blood from my head. After a good cleaning and a popsicle, I was left with a dent on the side of my head. I still have it today. My grandma said it was a battle scar. A remarkably similar instance happened a year and a half later when I suffered another indoor playground injury at my cousin Jacob's birthday party. This time, it was at a place called the Great Escape. When I got there, I was filled with excitement, so I immediately went down the huge slide called the Volcano. I went on the slide immediately after a man and his small child. They made it to the bottom and exited through a tunnel. When I was about midway down the slide, the small child emerged from the tunnel and ran in front of me, so I contorted my body out of the way. When I did so, I hit the side of the wall with some force, which left me with a huge bruise on the side of on my foot. I had to use crutches and a cane for a week. Oh, it was so annoying. That's why I believe indoor playgrounds have it in for me. One thing I learned from this experience is that the height recommendation is not a suggestion. And that because I've been hurt, slammed, and bruised, I figured out indoor playgrounds are not for me. Thank you.